All right, guys, we'll go ahead and get started. Another opportunity to get better once again today. We're working a lot of people trying to develop some new special teams players and find out what guys can do so we can properly put them in the right spot come training camp. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
Different head coaches have different views of the priority of special teams in terms of a guy who will make the roster because you like him a bunch, and some other coaches might prefer guys who are help at a position, maybe on a special team.
Some head coaches like that. I can tell you this. Coach Jackson wants us to be second to none, and he puts high priority on our special teams. So I'm not concerned about the personnel. What we want to do is develop as many guys as we can. So when it comes decision time at the end of training camp and those things, we have a lot of options available for us.
Which of the four drafted receivers are candidates to return punts or kicks?
Oh, the Coleman kid is.
Punt or kickoff or both?
He can do both. He's an explosive player, and he's developing right now, so we're working on all those things.
Now, Lewis is advertised as being pretty fast, but is his just ball security an issue that you're unconfident with?
You know, right now, I'll be honest with you, Tony, some of those guys were gone, the Ricky Premier stuff, but he's a guy that we love his size, the way he can run, and we liked him on tape. Right now for me to give any definitive answer, I really can't do it, and I'm not trying to avoid the question. It's just we're trying to figure out what those guys can and cannot do and tap into those things. But all the guys that we did draft are doing really well for us, and so are some of the the free agent guys. So I'm really excited about this incoming class and just trying to get them up to speed. That's what we're concentrating on right now.
Can you just quickly give us an idea who you're looking at it? Kickoff returner and punt returner?
Well, in the kick return, I mean, we still have, obviously Justin Gilbert did a nice job for us. Raheem Mostert, when we picked him up, he did a really, really good job for us. So feel really that I think we're in good shape there. In the punt return area, we're developing guys, and I think we'll be fine. I'm excited about the guys that are working at those spots, the Colemans of the world and Mosterts of the world. And Tremont Williams obviously has done a long time in Green Bay before he came here. We'll be fine.
When you look at a skill set like Marlon Moore has on special teams like that, and then you look at the rookies, what kind of skill sets do they have to kind of fill that kind of role as a receiver on special teams?
Well, obviously it's tough to say because everyone's different. And I think that's kind of the fun part for us as you're going through practice right now, figuring out what a guy can do and then taking that skill set and putting him in a position so he can use those skills. Obviously, you're always looking for guys that can run, that can cover, that can get off blocks. Some things will be answered for us in preseason games. Right now, like I say, not to sound like a broken record on the deal, I mean, we're doing a lot of drill work, and we did that a lot of that stuff in phase two. Now in the OTAs, you're starting to incorporate drill work and scheme, and then that hopefully lays a foundation so when you get into training camp, you're up and running.
The Australian fellow who was in from Maryland and won the Lou Groza seemed like an intriguing prospect. What happened with him, and where does Coons stand right now?
Travis Coons is doing a great job for us. The Craddock kid that came in rookie minicamp did a nice job for us. We just had to make a roster move there. Those things are always going to happen. You'll see on lots of teams, this is the time of year where there's a lot of movement and you're finding out about guys. But, I'm always just worried about the guys that are here. And when you say about Travis Coons, he's gotten stronger. I think the lift on his we've really worked hard on the lift on his football, and I can see him improving there along with his kickoff. So I'm excited about which way he's trending.
Having said that, you guys have, you tried out a few kickers at the rookie minicamp. You brought in the kid from Maryland, and then – you guys just tried to claim a guy off waivers from Jacksonville, but he retired. So how important is it to find competition for Travis this summer?
Well, you want competition at all positions, and, it'll be at that position. It's no other than any other position. So I'm sure we'll continue to look. But we'll, like I say, just worried about the guys that we're working with right now. Travis is definitely matured. You can see it going into year two here, and is taking the next step. I like the way that he's performing.
There's an obvious youth movement going on this roster, but Andy Lee is still there unchallenged. Is that taken for granted that he's the punter on this team?
Andy Lee set a gross and net record for the Cleveland Browns. He's pretty good. I like his chances. Athletic linebacker, smart, intelligent football player. I think the things that, as you evaluated him on tape coming out of Wisconsin, you're seeing those. It's translating at this level. So I'm excited about him. Some things are new for him with regards to our world and what we do, but he works extremely hard at it, and he has a chance to be a good player.
Coleman at punt returner, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's his style in that regard?
You know, he obviously has great speed. He has some, what I would say, some really good short area quickness, make you miss type guy, and then has a good burst to go. He's doing a nice job for us, and we've just got to keep developing him.
Is there any thought about how long-term a first-round draft pick would be in a return position?
I'll be honest with you, I never think of them as first-round draft picks. I guess you could – If that's the best option and best player that you have, that's what you want to do. If that's going to help you win, that's what we want to do. I don't get caught up in where a guy's at just from this standpoint. Antonio Brown for the Steelers might be regarded as one of the best players in the NFL, and he's their punt returner.
What's your initial thoughts on the new touchback?
I think it's going to be an interesting year. With regards to, I'm not surprised that it went to that. I thought that the college game might have been a little ahead of the curve on that deal there. But at the same time, I think that there could be more returns possibly. There was only one team in the National Football League last year that got the ball on the average out to the 25-yard lines, and that was the Minnesota Vikings. Everybody else was under the 25-yard line. So people obviously will probably think maybe we can tackle it inside. The 25, but it'll be interesting. I think there's probably be different schools of thought out there. You know, I mean, Justin Tucker for the Ravens hit 60-some touchbacks. You're talking about almost 300 yards of field position difference now. So I think you just got to be prepared for everything.
Will it encourage teams to consider going kicking high and short?
I think it could. I think you saw it a little bit as I was evaluating kickers this year in college football. And talking and interviewing kickers, they said that their coaches, you know, stressed more hang time, and if it was a little shorter, that was okay because they felt like they could get it tackled inside the 25 there. It'll be interesting. I think it'll be probably a different trend throughout the whole year. A lot of factors that'll go into it. You know, where you're playing at, weather, who's the returner, all those type of things.
Do you think, Chris, you'll be in the league at a point where kickoffs are eliminated?
I don't think so. I'm a football purist. I think that player safety should always be at the forefront. There is no doubt about that. You know, there's just a lot of other factors. You know, how would you execute an onside kick if there was no kickoff? You know, there's other things that maybe the league will, I'm sure that they're always looking at things and they're always going to protect the player and protect the game. But obviously, as a special teams coach, I feel that it's an important play.
Coons, how valuable is experience in a kicker, even just the 1 year of experience?
I think it's tremendous. You know, when you first come into the league, you're trying to figure it out. Number two, you're trying to figure out your routine. What do I do on a daily basis? How many kicks? What's my stretching? What's my recovery? All those type of things. After going through a whole season, a player, obviously, just like we all do, as we get older, we get smarter. And he's really maturing. And I can see the difference in him from year one to year two just in at this time right now. So I think they having the experience of last year and understanding what it's like to go out and have an opportunity to make big kicks, I think that's going to hopefully pay off for him.
Rich McKay and others have said that the kickoff is the most dangerous play based on injury data. Yeah.
is punting the punt return close? Can you see, what's the difference?
The difference is you can get on in the punt return game. As a punt return player, obviously I can get on the punt player, the cover player, and I can hold him up immediately. He doesn't have that running start. So I think there's the major difference. You do have the protection of the fair catch. If I'm worried, I can always take a fair catch, and they should stay off of me. Whereas a kickoff, I have that time, and I feel like, boom, I can bring this thing out, and guys are running down unimpeded. It is. I understand that players are bigger, stronger, and faster now, and we have to always protect the player. But at the same time, I just think that it's a dynamic play. If you're really good on defense, and you want to pin them down there, I mean that plays to your strength. Then you have a short field, all those things. I just think that play, there's a reason why, you know, we start the game off with it, because it sets. You have to be able to set field position.
Couldn't they incorporate some of those rolls into the kickoff then, that you could get on a guy?
I think I think they're looking at that stuff. I don't know that for sure. I know as amongst our community, we're always talking to special teams coaches because, you know, obviously we don't want to see the play disappear. And like I say, I don't think it will. I really don't. But we always have to – you have to think of the player, and you have to think of player safety first and foremost.
Governor, you're in a personal situation in terms of you had to survive another regime change to be sitting up there. How tense was that, in the transition from Mike to you?
I mean, the transition's always tense. You know, it's anytime you're working for someone new, we can probably all relate. It's as if you're going to school for the first day. You have a new teacher. It's a new school. You have to figure out what the rules are, how it works, what's expected. And the great thing about Coach is he spells everything out very crystal clear, what he wants and how he wants it done, and so it makes it very nice to work for him, and it's going well. I'm like I say, I've always been blessed to be here, and I want to help the Cleveland Browns be a winner.
Just with the kickoffs again, if teams do go for more hang time, that would probably lead to more returns, which would kind of defeat the purpose of the rule. Is there a risk in it? I mean, is that?
No, I think your statement is correct. I could see an increase in returns. I think you could see maybe there's the kicker puts it in a tough spot. He puts it 1 yard deep. Do you bring that out? I mean, now really, I mean, because you're saying the 25 is the new 20. I mean, it's 1 yard deep. Do you want to bring that out? Do you want to put pressure on them? What are the consequences? If we get tackled inside the 25, are we okay with that? I mean, there's going to be a lot of factors, game planning, weather, matchups, who the returner is, who's the kicker, all those things will go into play. I'm excited about it because it adds more factors into the play.